WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Midnight tonight, the Supreme Court's deadline to weigh in or not over the abortion pill mifepristone. Right now, there's a stay on the drug, keeping it available.
Access to the pill used in more than half of abortions in the United States is on the line, with the Supreme Court expected to decide at any moment whether or not new restrictions will go into place on the abortion drug mifepristone. The justices blew past their own deadline, giving themselves more time to consider a ruling by a lower court.
ABC's Rachel Scott. President Biden could be days away from officially announcing his 2024 presidential bid. Sources telling ABC News it could happen as soon as Tuesday. Hundreds killed in Sudan, including at least one American, during clashes between the Sudanese military and a powerful paramilitary group. Right now, there are calls for a 72-hour ceasefire. This is ABC News. It's the day before Earth Day 2023. President Biden creating the White House Office of Environmental Justice, coordinating government efforts to tackle climate change. This as the federal government has been relocating Louisiana residents whose island was inundated by brackish water due to coastal erosion and sea level rise. Those Louisiana residents, members of the Choctaw tribe, now living 40 miles north. The resettlement project is the first Washington-funded HUD climate resilience grant. More from ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z.
I hope the federal government has a lot more ready, fund-wise, to start building new towns, because we will need more. You know, this sinking of land and the engineering of America that we did but didn't have a ton of foresight for, combined with the amplification of Earth's natural warming and, you know, sinking on the coasts, that combo is going to impact a lot of people.
Severe weather will move east over the next 2 days, bringing damaging winds and hail from the Gulf Coast to the Mid-Atlantic. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. It's called loon fallout, and it happens when the migrating birds run into atmospheric conditions which cause ice to form, making them too heavy to fly. It's been happening in central and northern Wisconsin. Loons need at least a quarter mile of open water to run across in order to get airborne. If you see loons on the ground, call Loon Rescue or the Raptor Education Group Incorporated. Wisconsin's DNR is expanding the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program to 160 libraries starting on May 1st. Over 6,000 day passes will be available at the 160 libraries across the state. The one-time use passes are good for single-day admission for one vehicle at any state park, forest, or recreation area where admission is required. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop it. Right on.
What's up? Hey, man, what's your name?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin, man. How you doing?
You know I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, you know, man, for sure tomorrow is Saturday.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. No, a couple of days ago, I was talking with a friend, and it was Wednesday, and I said, well, man, it's a good thing tomorrow is Saturday. He said, what? Man, and so it's been a struggle ever since then, and I'm glad tomorrow is Saturday, Calvin. You know, my backside has been dragging, right?
I feel you.
Man, and you know, man, you know, it got to be 70 degrees yesterday.
And now we're less than 40.
Yeah, man. Did you get out?
It was thunderstorming by the time I got home.
Yeah, man. You see, the good side of doing the morning show is that once you walk out the door at 11 o'clock, you know, me anyway, because you're still here. But I leave at 11 o'clock, man, and it's my time, right? So I get to enjoy all of it, man. You know, all of that nice, warm weather, the sun. Man, I realize how blessed and fortunate I really am, man. But it does require, you know, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I get to sleep until 6:30.
Yeah, yeah, man. I mean, that's the other side of it, man. I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So if you're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, what time do you think a person should be getting to sleep?
4 o'clock means you should probably getting to sleep by 8:30.
Oh, come on, man.
I mean, if you're getting, you need 8 hours of sleep, they say.
Well, if I need 8 hours of sleep, then I'm not going to make it because, you know, 10 o'clock, man, I'm you know, you can get in bed by 9. Rarely, if ever, do I get in bed by 9. But if I'm in bed by 9, doesn't mean I'm going to fall asleep right away. And you know, then you toss and turn, and then you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and, hey, it's an ugly sight, man. I'm still trying to figure it out, but it's, you know, like I said, man, it's got its, certainly it has its positives. You know, we got a lot to talk about today. Look, we are going to give away another set of two tickets to the Brewers and Detroit Tigers. And I think yesterday, was it Steven from Green Bay?
Yep, Steven from Green Bay.
Who won those tickets. Congratulations, Steven. And we're going to be doing this throughout the entire season. You know, Civic Media, if you want to listen to the Brewers, you can do it. Those Civic Media audience members tuning in to the Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley. 1100 AM makes it okay. So that's what you would do. You can also catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the center. In Richland Center, 107 FM and 1450 AM. And so compliments of the Brewers. We're going to be giving away tickets all throughout the season. And so just stay tuned. So there's so many things I want to talk about. And where do I begin? Where is it at? You know, how can I begin the show by saying, where is it at? And that's what happens when your backside is dragging, right? Where's it at, man? I wanted to talk about Hunter Biden, right? You've been hearing all this stuff about Hunter Biden. And we had this information, man, about what they're really going to charge Hunter Biden with. And, you know, we've been waiting, right? All this talk about what Hunter Biden is going to be charged with. And where did it go, man? See, that's the other side of getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, man. I've been sitting here preparing all of this time. And where's it at? Is that it? Okay, but anyway, to make a long story short, you've been hearing, guys, I tell you this. I'm going to go here before we go there. Man, I wanted to announce that Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is going to be announcing his reelection campaign next week. And this is not an April Fool's joke. He is actually going to run for re-election. If he wins, he'll be 82 years old. And if he lasts out, if he's still with us for those next 4 years, he will be 86 years old. Here I am, a spry 68. And man, and I can't find the article that I was just going to talk about. You know, at 68. And he'll be 86 if he survives that long. Man, do you think there's anything wrong with that, Calvin?
Come on, man.
Anybody in their right mind, if you're a Democrat or not, man, we know there's something wrong with that. But why would we be silent on it? Why would people be silent on that? Man, 82 is just too old to be running the United States government. It is. I don't care whether it's Democrat or Republican. It's too old. Man, people are celebrating. Oh, he's going to make the announcement. He's going to make the announcement. Make the announcement. They still got about a year and a half left on this, you know, the first time around. And I'm looking at him. Come on, man. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I know we've touched on this kind of thing before. But, man, you've got to, we've got to be honest with ourselves. It's too old. 82 years old to step into the presidency of the United States. It's too damn old. I remember when we talked about Ronald Reagan, and we talked about how old Ronald Reagan was. We constantly laughed and joked about Ronald Reagan, and I don't know, Ronald Reagan might have been, I think he was my age when he became the president. So he was about 78 in his last, you know, years as the president. But we're talking about a guy stepping into it, man, at 82. Just doesn't make any sense to me. And I do like Joe Biden. I do like his policies. But, man, he's not going to make it. Well, he's not going to make it coherently. He may make it physically. But coherently, that's more than anybody should ask of a man of that age. It just is. And if the Democrats haven't found anybody else that can fill that, you know, that bill, I'm sorry. You know, but Kamala Harris clearly is not going to be that person. But what have they been waiting on? Man, I just don't want to see Joe Biden. Look, man. At 82, running for president of the United States. You know how that sounds. You know how that sounds. You know how it looks, and you know it's not right. Hey, Joe, what day is it? Well, he's kind of doing that now. And I don't mean that from making fun of him. Man, one's faculties were not created to last forever. And we all know that. And if we do, why is it acceptable that a man at you know, soon to be 82 will say, well, I'm running for re-election, you know, in 2024. It's not even 2023 and a half yet. You know, what are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts about Joe Biden running for re-election in 2024? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2027. We'll take all callers. We'll be right back.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a high of 54. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow, highs around 45. Overcast skies. Mid-40s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the upper 40s. Once again, high of 54 today. We should dip down to around 33 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And just so you'll know that I'm not just, you know, beating up on Joe Biden and the Democrats for this. Here's and before we go to Tom from West Dallas. Well, let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call, man.
Good morning, Earl. I also would like to say I haven't heard that song in forever. My father was, my father passed in 92, but he ran a business of 15 people throughout the years and in his last years and stuff, and he was right on top of things. He really had his faculties going, so I think it really hinges on the individual. And Biden, and, you know, you had mentioned that he pauses and stuff like that. Obama did that, too. But Biden also stutters. So that's part of that click, or whatever you want to call it, that, you know, people pause like that because they don't want to stutter. So I'm not overly concerned right now. When I see him, he seems on top of things. You know, that I know... Fox and other commentary like to pick on his, you know, some of his stuff, but we did the same thing with Trump walking down a ramp or whatever. Look how old he is.
So
I'm not worried about it.
So Tom, let me give you a chronological breakdown of the ages of the 10 oldest men to ever be inaugurated president of the United States. Okay. Number 10 is John Quincy Adams, 61 years, 125 days. Number 9, these are the oldest. Number 9, Andrew Jackson, 61 years, 354 days. Number eight is Dwight Eisenhower, 62 years, 98 days. Number 12 is Zachary Taylor, 62 years, 64 years, 100 days. Number six is George Herbert Walker Bush, 64 years, 222 days. Number five is James Buchanan, 65 years, 315 days. Number nine is William Henry Harrison, 68 years, 23 days. Number three is Ronald Reagan, 69 years, 348 days. Number two, oldest man who've ever been elected, Donald Trump, 70 years, 220 days. And then the number one, oldest individual to ever be elected president of the United States is Joe Biden, 78 years, 61 days. That's how old he was when he was elected. When you run down the list chronologically of all the presidents who've ever held office, these are the oldest men ever, and they start at 61 years, and then we jump all the way to 78. So there clearly is an issue with that. And so we expect this one man, this one individual, to hold up. It's difficult enough that he's been able to hold up from 78 and hopefully make it through 82. But then to expect that jump to be an 82-year-old man that we've elected to be president of the United States, that really is an issue, Tom. You know, it's not Democrat.
I see your side of it, but I also see the side that, you know, Trump is not. I would much rather have an old man Biden than an old man Trump.
I'm not debating. I'm not. I know. I'm not. Listen. I'm not debating whether or not. You know. Either one. It's just too damn old to be the most powerful man in the world. And again, Joe Biden has done some miraculous things at his age of 80 right now. But to think that we are going to, we've jumped almost 20 years from the 10th oldest president ever elected in the United States, John Adams, to now, without question, the oldest by two decades. Man, and things have become more complex. And I'm not anti-Biden. I just want to say that. But we should take these things into consideration. I remember, as well as you remember, us talking about how old Ronald Reagan was. Well, guess what? That's my age. And I don't feel old. But we laughed and joked about Ronald Reagan being elected at 69. Come on, man. And now, you know, it's this announcement that he's making next week. I think we really need to look at that. What are we expecting him to somehow, you know, supersede and fight off what we know is the scourges of time? None of us can have ever defeated time, and neither will Joe Biden. So thank you very much for the call, Tom. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Midnight tonight, the Supreme Court's deadline to weigh in or not over the abortion pill mifepristone. Right now, there's a stay on the drug, keeping it available.
Access to the pill used in more than half of abortions in the United States is on the line, with the Supreme Court expected to decide at any moment whether or not new restrictions will go into place on the abortion drug mifepristone. The justices blew past their own deadline, giving themselves more time to consider a ruling by a lower court that would only allow the pill to be approved up to 7 weeks of pregnancy instead of 10.
ABC's Rachel Scott. President Biden could be days away from officially announcing his 2024 presidential bid. Sources telling ABC News it could happen as soon as Tuesday. Hundreds killed in Sudan, including at least one American, during clashes between the Sudanese military and a powerful paramilitary group. Right now, there are calls for a 72-hour ceasefire. This is ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a new record low for unemployment in Wisconsin. The state's jobless rate fell to 2.5% last month. That's down from 2.7% in February. The Department of Workforce Development says only 76,000 people in Wisconsin are officially unemployed. The national jobless rate in March was 3.5%. Only seven other states spend less for each student than Wisconsin spends on its state universities. That's according to a new report by the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. On the other hand, Wisconsin is in the top five when it comes to funding two-year colleges. Lawmakers working on the state budget will decide in a few weeks how much money to spend on Wisconsin's higher education systems. In sports, the Brewers host Boston tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
If it's handcrafted and healthy, why are you still adding flavoring or sugar to your tea? Develop your palate for diverse teas from around the world at Cultivate Taste in Green Bay. Cultivate Taste is an upscale tea salon open and inviting to all. It's certified tea specialist will infuse you with education about all the expertly sourced teas. Cultivate Taste. Call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163 or go to CultivateTaste.com. Cultivate your taste at Cultivate Taste Green Bay.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I believe you can get me through the night.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Look, I want to go back quickly to what we were talking about right before the break, and that's the age of President Joe Biden and the age he will be if, in fact, he runs for re-election and gets elected. He will be 82 years old as he's sworn in. I want to contrast that with the 10 youngest presidents in history. Again, I gave you the 10 oldest earlier who were sworn in. Now listen to the 10 youngest. The youngest was Theodore Roosevelt, 42 years, 322 days. John F. Kennedy, 43 years, 236 days. Bill Clinton, John F. Kennedy, 43 years, 236 days. Bill Clinton, 46 years, 154 days. Ulysses Grant, 46 years, 311 days. Barack Obama, 47 years, 169 days. Grover Cleveland, 47 years, 351 days. Franklin Pierce, 47 years, 351 days. James A. Garfield, 48 years, 101 days. James Polk, 49 years, 123 days. Millard Fillmore, 49 years, 123 days. And John Tyler, 51 years. You can't tell me, listening to those numbers, that, you know, something is askew. Jimmy Carter was 51 years. Abraham Lincoln was 51 years. These were young men in the prime of their lives who became presidents of the United States. There is an issue, whether we want to accept it or not, and it is worthy of having a dialogue about, whether you join me or not. The fact that that Biden is almost double the age of the 10 youngest presidents in history, it is an issue. And I'm sorry if it doesn't, you know, support what people want to hear. I've never once said he wasn't a smart man or a good man. I just think we're setting ourselves up for a difficult, difficult time in the coming years by electing a man, that far up the life cycle. You know, it's just more than what I think anybody can expect. But anyway, let's go here. So we have heard constantly, Hunter Biden. Where are those Hunter Biden people who constantly, Calvin, would tell us all about Hunter Biden and what was it, his computer, his laptop. The Hunter Biden laptop, right? He did all these different things, and he colluded with everybody else, and he did all these different things. Well, guess what? Here's the information is in. Hey, hold on. Let's take Ken, man, from Sturgeon Bay before I bust his bubble. And all the other Republicans and conservatives who've been crying, Hunter Biden and what Hunter Biden did. Well, the information is in. Let's go, Ken. Good morning to you, sir. What is it about
Good
Hunter
morning,
Biden?
Earl.
What is it about Hunter Biden that had you guys so all
good
worked
morning,
up?
Earl.
I say good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, you should have run. I'd vote for you, Earl.
Hey, man, I couldn't run for dog catcher. Let me ask you, man, what was it about Hunter Biden that the conservatives?
I thought we were still on Joe.
No, go ahead. You can respond. Go ahead.
Yeah. Besides Trump, who would you like to see run for president on a Democratic side? Just curious. Who do you think would be a good candidate?
You know, I'd have to give that. Well, the persons that I would want to see, unfortunately, is as old as Joe Biden. And that's a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren. They're way up the list. And that's because they haven't done a good job of preparing, younger people to step in.
How about AOC?
Come on, man. I didn't say AOC.
You think she'd be a good candidate?
No, man, she's way too young. She's just gotten into politics, and so there's no way she would ever anybody would even think of her. But do you think that 80 is too old, man?
Oh, for sure. I think there should be a cutoff point.
So what about Donald Trump? He'll be 76. You think that's too old?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It's
way too old.
Yeah, it's too old, man.
Look at Joe. Joe, he's just a puppet now. I mean,
I don't think he,
to be offensive, but you get to that age. I mean, you know, we're all going to be there one day.
If we're lucky,
it's a matter of the fact.
If we're lucky, we'll be there.
You're right, Earl. We're lucky, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't believe he'd want to run again. I mean,
well, he's going to run, and there'll be nobody to stop him, and he will get reelected. Hey, Ken, thank you very much for the call. Let's do this. Okay, so we've constantly heard about the Hunter Biden laptop. Well, guess what? And all the other things that we've been hearing people talk about. Here's what they have on Hunter Biden. Since 2018, federal investigators have been looking into whether Hunter Biden failed to. There he is, CJ, the Hunter Biden laptop guy is here. We've got him. Hey, Hunter. Hey, CJ. You've been clamoring and talking about what Hunter Biden did, right? And it's got to be the number one thing. He's a criminal. Okay, so tell us what it was about Hunter Biden, man, that had you so animated. Because then I'm going to tell you what the federal charges are. And they're nowhere near what you and others have been saying. Let's hear your spiel on Hunter Biden.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl. It's not about Hunter Biden. It's about the big guy. And we are finding out. We don't know all the evidence.
No. The evidence is in the federal. CJ, the federal prosecutors have four potential charges against Hunter Biden. Okay, so the evidence is in. They've got the charges.
You know, well, here's the thing. We now know 11 family members have taken money from China.
CJ.
The mere fact that this misinformation, we know Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes was not telling the truth about Hunter. Chris Wallace, when he debated and stopped the debate from being an issue with President Trump, it was Chris Wallace and Joe Biden debating President Trump. And the mere fact that we now know the facts, those 51 intelligence officers
whatever those facts are you're talking about aren't facts. The federal prosecutors have four counts that they can charge Hunter Biden with. So all those things you are talking about have not come to pass. These are facts. That in the New York Times this morning, what they have on Hunter Biden and all of that laptop and all the other things that you and others have been talking about, man, for the last 6-8 months, that every time you call here, you talk about Hunter Biden and all the things he did. We're gonna find out that that was just a lot of talk, man. Empty, hollow talk.
That it's the big guy. Do you care, Earl? Do you care that their family, 11 family members, are being paid by the Communist Party?
Hey, here's what I will say to you about that. The federal prosecutors have explored all of that, and they have not come back with any of the things you're talking about. Listen, man. Since 2018, federal investigators have been looking into whether Hunter Biden failed to file his taxes. That is one of the issues they have on him. So in 2016 and 2017, he wrongly claimed $30,000 in deductions for business-related expenses or lied about being on drugs when purchasing a gun, according to the New York Times. Uh-oh. Major criminal there. You know what? I think, hey, Calvin, I think he should get, what should he get? Life in prison?
I don't know.
He failed to file his taxes in 2016, 2017. What a low life. Hang on, let's go. Now, he could be charged with 2 misdemeanor counts for failure to file taxes, 1 felony count of tax evasion related to a business expense for 1 year of taxes, and 1 potential felony charge regarding the 2018 gun purchase, according to NBC News report, which cited 2 unnamed senior law enforcement sources. So that's just one. Let me go to the second charge. On Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal, not the New York Times or the Washington Post, the sacred Wall Street Journal, reported a supervisory IRS agent was seeking whistleblower protections to detail to Congress the mishandling of the federal investigation into Hunter Biden's finances. They made this thing such a major issue, and when we go through what it is he's going to be charged with, it's nothing compared to what you guys made it out to be, CJ. You've been begging for the last 3 years, Hunter Biden's laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop. If you want to talk about him failing to file taxes, who's any more a tax scofflaw, or however it's pronounced, scofflaw, I can't even say it, than, you know, Donald Trump. You know, we're getting ready to expose all of that, man. You guys have to at least, man, when you find something that you want to, you know, expose people on, make sure it's the truth. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a high of 54. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, highs around 45. Overcast skies. Mid-40s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the upper 40s. Once again, high of 54 today. We should dip down to around 33 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 43.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're finding out that all of this clamoring about, you know, Hunter Biden has been another, you know, red flag that Republicans thought they had something on that we now find out was nothing more than a bunch of, you know, wind. An airbag. And as the information comes out, watch them run for the hills like CJ just did. You know, because he's been calling for, you know, we've got to do something about Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden. Well, they've investigated and found out that it was a bunch of lies. Let's go to the phone lines and Al from Milwaukee. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
I'm insulted.
Oh, because
when you all keep talking about
age.
How old the president is.
Yeah,
me.
Al.
What?
You said.
Now,
I'm the one
I'm
talking
older
about
than Trump. I'm older than Trump, and I'm sharper than both of them.
Well, yeah, you are sharp. you clearly are sharp. Hey, but you know what? But you know what, Al? You aren't running to be the most powerful man on the planet.
I'm already there.
Yeah.
hey, Al, in your mind. Hey. hey, come on, Al. You have to admit, you know, the fact that he'll be 82, you know,
and
going into.
Is he healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The mind is sharp as a tack.
Well, if he's healthy and his mind is straight, what's the big deal? If you look at the world leaders over the past century,
yeah, they've lived to be
the majority of them were over 80, and they ran countries and they ran whatever all over the world. See, they putting too much emphasis on his age. If he was sickly and falling apart, and he was not able to communicate properly, that's one thing. The man is doing his job, even with all of the resistance from the idiot. He's getting the job done. And his age should not be a factor in whether he runs or not, or whether he retains the presidency.
So,
if you look at the idiot who is younger than he is, he done screwed up the world and everything that he's ever done. Just like the younger Bush kid who came in. Everything he did, everything he touched in his life failed, and they put him in the presidency because they needed a puppet in there to be able to do what they do, and that's basically what Trump is and will be.
Hey, you know, Al, my colleague Don Brown is in the studio. Don,
how you doing,
so,
Al?
Hey, good morning, Don. So you
I'm
say
good.
You,
how are you?
So I'm great.
So you want
to
echo?
Love to hear what
you want to echo what Al is saying.
I really do, and I think because we're getting older, we're living longer, and
that's right.
We're a lot healthier, and I think granted he's not excavating, he's not like, you know, doing hard construction. It's what do you call mind, you know, as long as the mind is sharp and he has that body of experience, he has relationships with leaders all over the world in business and government. As long as he's sharp, like he can leverage those tools to lead the nation. Look at, you know, Jimmy Carter, who I know is he's in hospice, but up until whatever, a few months ago, his mind was sharp as a tack.
Yeah, it was.
And he was still influencing the world internationally. So I'm with Al there. You know, that's, you know, ageism is the new sexism or racism, or, you know, it's something that's become another little tool for the media to exploit. Like, let's just focus on how old these guys are. And yes, it is a concern. We're concerned for their health. I mean, FDR died in office, and that may have been more of a factor of his polio and these other conditions than his age. Ronald Reagan, we now know, had Alzheimer's during a good part of his service. But, you know, again, maybe we get second, third, fourth opinions or some sort of, you know.
Well, listen, man, I'm not, you know, ageism is not in my repertoire.
I know.
Because I'm a guy who is, you know.
Well, like the last 70. Caller said, you should be president. So then, hey, that might not happen until you're 76 or 80, you'll be there.
Listen, man, listen. You know, I mean.
Al could be your running mate.
And I know Al. I know how bright Al is. And I know myself. And I know that, you know, that is a tall order, man, to have a man who'll be 82.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what. We're not talking about a guy who is now.
It's not his first rodeo. 80. I think on your show you mentioned he started his public service in 1972.
Yeah.
And not only that, he was a single parent for a good
people. I know the whole history.
And so there's Earl.
I know the whole history of Joe Biden.
So he's got that body of experience. He's got that muscle. He's built that up over years, that mental muscle that I think he can still leverage well into his early, mid 80s.
You know, you,
that's why we have 2-term limitations.
Yeah, well, so, you know, Al, your health is great, man, and you're a physical wonder, but you know, our health can break down at any point in time, and you know, come on, man, he's 82 years old.
He's 82 now.
He'll be 82
when he leaves office.
This term,
I can
you know. Al?
We have guys in the Senate that are...
I know. That doesn't mean that they're, you know...
Yeah, that's a different story.
Yeah, man.
Bad example.
Hello.
Am I in
this conversation?
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
You're there.
I'm saying, now, you know that I coached high school sports.
I know.
And college sports for 50 years. Now, I'm 78. I'll be 79 in a few weeks. And I'm in good shape now as I was when I retired in 2016 because I continue to work out. I've run 5 successful businesses, and the one I'm running now for the last 27 years, and it's still one of the best in what we do. The issue is not about that. Is this man healthy? Is his mind sharp? If it is, leave him alone and help promote him and get him back in office. Otherwise, we got to deal with the Trumps and the other idiots. I'm just saying, man, you keep hollering about 82. If 82 is the cutoff, then there's a whole lot of people need to be out of politics, especially the congressmen.
In 82, he'll be grooming young Kamala Harris to take over.
It's time to go to a break.
There's a bunch of people, 82 or more, in Congress.
That is it.
Hey, Al, man, we got to go to a break. Thank you very much, Earl. For the call. We'll be right back.
As a veteran,
as a roofer, I'm always on the go. So I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the new Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. It's like having my Beacon rep in my pocket 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through June, purchase through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Beacon, always building.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.